This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Obsessive compulsive disorder is a complex and often misunderstood mental health condition, and for many, treatment can be long and difficult road. But what if technology could change that? Well, joining us is Dr. Calvin Wong, psychology lecturer at Swinburne University, who's behind some exciting new findings using virtual reality to treat OCD. Calvin, thrilled to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
Calvin, before we start, though, we've got to talk about the Lamington. What's your favourite? Do you prefer jam or no jam?
Depends. Am I the tiebreaker in this situation?
You are at the moment.
Okay, then I prefer it with jam.
With jam, okay. So, okay, the jams are winning then. So the number is 0427 569 949. But let's get on to something a bit more important than that. Tell us, we often hear the term OCD. What's it actually mean in terms of real life for someone who's living with it?
Yeah, so OCD are these repetitive thoughts, images, and impulses. So these, what we call obsessions, right? Their experience is really distressing. And the person with OCD, with these obsessions, try to get rid of them and or try to, you know, prevent bad things from happening by engaging in repetitive behaviors, which we call compulsions. So, for example, someone might be really concerned that they are contaminated with germs and they got to spread it around to other people. They might get themselves and other people sick. So they might, you know, wash their hands over and over again.
It sounds like a lot of anxiety. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Like, anxiety is definitely, a large component of the OCD experience.
What is it like in terms of getting effective treatment for OCD currently?
Yeah, so the gold standard treatment is what we call exposure and response prevention, and it's part of cognitive behavior therapy. So the idea behind this treatment is the person with OCD is gradually exposed to the thing that they're afraid of. So in this case of contamination, it might be to touch something that maybe like a doorknob that they think is covered with germs, right? Because they're scared that after they touch the doorknob, they'll spread the germs to other people. So the idea that there would be to gradually get them to touch that doorknob without engaging in any of their compulsions, so like hand washing or any avoidance, so that they learn that that situation isn't as dangerous as they think it is.
I imagine, does that take some time though, to slowly gradually expose them to that?
Yeah, that's right. As you can probably imagine, it's highly intensive, and a lot of people find it quite unacceptable. So the treatment itself, we know it's effective, but up to 19% of people who start exposure therapy actually drop out when it comes to OCD.
You've been working on a new approach using virtual reality. It sounds exciting. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's sort of like a mixed reality. It's virtual reality combined with augmented reality. So just to give you an idea of what that is, so in virtual reality, you put on a pair of goggles and your entire environment, you're transported to an entirely virtual environment. You can interact with virtual objects that are generated in that environment and so on. But mixed reality is a little bit of a step that could be considered more immersive. So imagine you put on a pair of glasses and I'm still in the same room that I was in before. I can see the same things. I can see my desk. I can see my computer. But what's really exciting is that I can generate virtual objects onto my real life desk and I can interact with it that way. So being in my same environment, but then interacting with my fears in that environment might be a little bit more immersive.
Does the familiarity, I suppose, of the current environment provide some level of comfort or safety to them so that the treatment is more effective? Would that be going on as well?
I might say it's probably the opposite because it's their real life environment, right? So in our particular intervention, in this mixed reality intervention, we have them interact with virtual contaminants like a moldy burger that we, you know, are able to project onto their real life desk. And so you would think that now they're thinking, oh no, there's this contaminant on my desk that I could actually see. It's probably a little bit more terrifying, to be honest, than if it was just all a virtual, all a simulated environment.
With just in terms of that, let's say that is something that we don't want, that contaminant, that it is the moldy burger, for example. Mm-hmm. If I, like, someone who's got extreme OCD, what goes through their, like, their body? How do they feel when they're in this virtual reality and you present this contaminant that is their biggest fear? What goes on?
Yeah, so we showed through our research that it was able to generate, it was able to increase their level of anxiety and disgust. So this was really the first part of our study, is showing that, is this therapy delivered through, so it's essentially exposure therapy delivered through this mixed reality technology, was it able to simulate the anxiety that someone might feel when it comes to doing real life exposure? And we were able to show that, yes, this technology is able to increase their anxiety and disgust. But the most important thing that we discovered was the acceptability that the person found of this, you know, mixed reality treatment was higher than for, you know, real life exposure. So that's the really promising part.
So do you expect, therefore, that less people would leave the treatment?
The idea is that. The idea there is to really, for this treatment to be a bridge, right? So we know that real life exposure works, but getting people to that point is quite difficult. So can we introduce them to a step that's a little bit more acceptable, but still able to generate those intense emotions that we know are a requirement for effective therapy, for effective therapeutic change to occur? Like, can we do that? Can we build their confidence in this virtual, this mixed reality environment, to then encourage them to take on real life exposure?
We're finding out how virtual reality might help treat OCD. Dr. Kelvin Wong from Swinburne is with us, and he's been explaining how this new approach taps into the brain's fear response, but in a controlled and safe way. Kelvin, you're focusing on contamination-related OCD, I believe, at the moment. Do you think it could branch out into other types as well?
Absolutely. So it's definitely not just restrictive to even OCD, right?
Oh, wow.
I think the really cool thing about this technology is the idea that the person really just stays within their environment and confronts their fears, right? And so you can change up what that feared thing is. So if somebody's afraid of dogs, for example, right, I could get them to put on like goggles, and then they're still in their room, and then I can have them interact with a virtual dog that sort of runs around their room, right? If it's not a real life dog, and I think to a certain extent the client or the patient knows that, and so it's a little bit more acceptable, but it's still tapping into some of that fear, right, which is the important part.
So potentially you could use this on me and put a snake under my desk, for example. I don't think I'd stay in the room, but you could.
You could, absolutely. Instead of like getting a real life snake, I could, yeah, you know, have you in the room. You're still in the room. You can see it. And I could get somebody to generate like a snake that's crawling around your room. Yeah.
Kelvin, how's the results been so far? How are the patients reacting?
So they're reacting the way that we would want them to react. So they are generating this response that would be the same as effective exposure therapy in real life. So they are having that spike up in anxiety and having that spike up in disgust. And again, the promising part is that they're finding this therapy, this type of intervention, to be highly acceptable, meaning that they might be more likely to persist with it. And so the idea after this study is wrapped up and we've collected all of our participants, mm-hmm. we're hoping that, you know, to trial this out to see, you know, can we get somebody to do this intervention over and over and over again to create a decrease, a reduction in their symptoms.
Kelvin, it sounds really exciting. And do you still mm-hmm. need participants, or we just wait for the results to come in?
Still do need participants. So if anybody has contamination related OCD, or, you know, excessive fears of contamination to the point it might be a little bit debilitating, please get in contact with us. So you can access the study, sign up for the study, going to sfwpsychology.com/research.
Fantastic, Kelvin. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Thank you, Warren.
Dr. Kelvin Wong, psychology lecturer at Swinburne University. So check out their website for more information.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.